after discussing a Mishnah in Kedushin and Samach Dalet, it tells us the concept of Nemanos of Biyada. This is going to be very, very important for tomorrow's Shir, the Beis Mabeis, because all Rashi's examples of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin are cases that it's something you control, it's something which is under your domain. And Tosus is bothered by that how can that be a source of Eid Echad Neman Bisurin, because the Nemanos of Biyada extends even above and beyond cases of Isurim. For example, the Mishnah Kedushin Adav Samach Dalet, that a father comes forward and says that my young daughter is married because I accepted Kesef Kedushin. So the Mishnah tells us the following, that if she is still your young daughter, then that is true. If she is an older girl, and we say, you know what, when she was younger, this is what I did, you're not Neman. What's the difference between the first case and the second case? Very simply, because I'm Neman to say now that Kidashti is Biti, because it's Biyada, Lakatsha, Biyada Lakatsha. And furthermore, not only Biyada in terms of Kedushin, but I'm Neman to say Kidashtiha u Gerashtiha. Kidashtiha u Gerashtiha. That, you know what? She's no longer married. That's the Nemanus of the father. If this would be another type of case entirely, where the father is weighing on the status of his daughter, then the Mishnah says he certainly is not Neman. So all of a sudden, a father comes forward and says, regarding his daughter that Nishpe, she was taken captive, and realize that that means that she's Asur LaKohen, because Nishpes, that means Nivla LaPasal. And he comes forward and says that, realize, Nishpes Upidisiha. She was taken captive, but she's here. Yeah, that's because I redeemed her. He is not Neman at all. He's not Neman. That's not a case which is Biyada. When it's Biyado, he's Neman. Nishpes is not considered to be Biyado. So on its face, the Mishnah sounds very reasonable. That, you know what, there's Nemanos of Biyado. You do see a Chiddush in the Mishnah, that Nemanos of Biyado applies even to a case of Hidavar Sheba Erva. Because to say a woman is an Eishas Ish, or she's not an Eishas Ish, isn't that called the Hidavar Sheba Erva? I would have thought that you need to aid him. No, the father at times is considered to be Neman. So that's the Kasha that the Ran raises, that I understand that he should not be Neman in a case of Nishpes Upidisiha. But why shouldn't he be Neman Al Yedei Mito? That's the Kasha of the Ran. He's Neman to say Kidashtiha Ugerashtiha. And what would the result be of Kidashtiha Ugerashtiha? That she's a Grusha and she's a Asur LaKohen. So when the father comes forward and says that, you know what, this girl is a Asur LaKohen because Nishpes Upidisiha, he should be Neman regarding that level of Nemanos, that my daughter is Asur LaKohen, because if he were to say Kidashtiha Ugerashtiha, she would be Asur LaKohen. So I understand that there's no Nemanos per se when it comes to the issue of a Shvuya, but there should be Nemanos Al Yedei Mito. Well, that's considered to be the Ran's Kasha. So good, I understand the Mishnah, Neman, not Neman, but what about the concept of Mito? Well, that's a heavy, heavy Kasha. The Ran has two terutzim. The two terutzim sound very, very different. Very, very different. And this is the first principle the Ran writes, that, you know what, there's no migol achatzitaina. There's no migol achatzitaina. What exactly does that mean? That you have taina A and taina B. What's the result of taina A and taina B? You know what the answer is? The result has to be the same. The result has to be the same. You know, I, Yeshomer, can be neman to say hechazarti, I return the bikadam, and therefore I'm potter, because I could say there was an onus, and therefore, I'm potter. Or maybe our case in the Gemara, that I could say I'm potter because the chov is parua, or I can say I'm potter because the shtar is mizliyah. But the result is exactly the same. I could have accomplished the same result with a taina alinta. And therefore, believe me, when it comes to a case of a taina reya. So here as well, that, you know what, believe me when I say a taina reya, nishvis, you see, because I could have said kidashtiha or gerashtiha. So the first terrorist that the Ran gives, that's not really true. The result is not the same. Not the same at all. Wow. Because to say that a woman is divorced, what exactly does that mean? She's a Asur LaKohen. She's a Asur LaKohen, that's true. But she can eat truma. Isn't that the case in the Torah, no? Of Achilas Truma. You have a Bas Kohen, who, let's say, is married to Yisrael. You know what? If she gets divorced, now she can revert back and she can eat Truma, no? A Grusha is a Asur LaKohen, but she's allowed to go ahead and eat Truma. What happens if it's a case of a shvuya, which is nivul apasala? Ooh, that's the chiddush of the Ran. Not only is she asur lekohen, but she's also asur letruma. She's also asur letruma. There is something that one taina has that the other taina does not have. The other taina does not have. And therefore, there is no migo. Migo means I could have accomplished exactly the same with another taina. Not necessarily. You want to be believed when you say she was a shvuya, but b'disiha, wait a second, that's going to kick in a whole host of halachos. And you should be believed because of kidashtia, gerashtia, that's not going to kick in that same host of halachos. So how can you say believe me in taina B because I could have accomplished the same thing with taina A? Not true. You couldn't have accomplished the same thing with taina A. That is what we call a migo lachatzi taina. That part of the taina could be confirmed, but not the entirety of. Well, okay, that's a pretty important teretz. All right, that's the first teretz of the Ran. The Ran admits that there is a little bit of a difficulty, you know? They're not exactly equivalent tainas because